Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, and welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. I hope you are having a fabulous week. Now, today I want to begin the episode by sharing a beautiful quote by Marianne Williamson. So please stop what you're doing for just a moment and really listen to these words. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone, and as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. Now, let's just take a moment to let that sink in. Isn't that one of the most beautiful and powerful quotes you've ever heard? I come back to this quote often, and every single time I read it, I pull something new from it. This last time I read it, this was the line that really stuck out to me. We are all meant to shine as children do. Do you remember when you were a kid and nothing stopped you from dreaming the impossible? I sure do. I remember believing with all of my heart that I was going to be a professional singer. I loved to sing more than anything and truly felt like it was my calling in life. But as I grew older, more and more doubt crept in and I started questioning that dream. As the years passed, that dream faded more and more and I began to dim my light. Excuses filled my mind instead, such as, I'm getting too old. I don't have anything unique about my voice. There are so many other younger girls that are much better than I am. And eventually, I put the thought out of my mind altogether. But why is it that we are so brave as children and don't care about what anyone thinks? What do we need to do in order to get that childlike attitude again? Where everything is possible and nothing scares us. Life was so carefree back then, wasn't it? We had nothing to worry about and truly lived in the moment. Now, I want to break this quote down a bit further, but before I do, let's go to God's Word. This week, I want to share from the Message Bible because it provides us with such a valuable description of who we are in God's eyes. And I think we all need this reminder every single day. Psalm 139, verses 14 through 16. Oh yes, you shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You are breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation! You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. How I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. Isn't that powerful? Now, I don't often use the Message version because it isn't a literal translation, but I just love how descriptive these verses are. It's so easy for us to forget our worth because we constantly compare ourselves to others, live in shame and regret from things that happened in our past, and believe the lie that we aren't good enough as we are. But what does God's word tell us? Body and soul, I am marvelously made. And he specifically says, the days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. Isn't that reassuring to know that God had our entire life planned out before we were even born? He created us on purpose. And for a specific purpose, we are here to bring him honor and glory, and he saw something in us before we were even born. So it is time for us to stop the doubting and put our faith back in him. Now, I know this won't happen overnight, but I believe if we begin each day reading these verses, as well as the beautiful quote from Marianne Williamson, we will slowly begin to believe that the words are true. So I really want to break this down into three smaller chunks so that we can dive even deeper. Beginning with part one, and I'll repeat it again and then break it down. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Now, I struggle with this almost every single day, questioning who do I think I am? What new information do I have that someone else hasn't already shared? But then I'm reminded that I am a child of God, and it is my responsibility to go after the desires that he has put on my heart. And I do have a unique perspective that resonates with you, right? Or you wouldn't be listening each week. And that brings me such joy. You too are a child of God, and he created you specifically for a purpose. In a 2011 TEDx talk, author Mel Robbins announced that the odds of being born are 1 in 400 trillion. Dr. Ali Benazer, who works at Harvard and has degrees from Berkeley and Cambridge, was in the audience during her talk. He calculated the odds of your parents meeting, given the sheer volume of humans on Earth at any given time. Then he considered the chances of them having a child. Because that wasn't enough, he also factored in the odds of your ancestors meeting. His conclusion? The odds that you exist at all are basically zero. And as it says in Jeremiah 1 verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you a prophet of the nations. And in 1 John 3 verse 1, it says, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. So, my friend, the next time you decide to doubt yourself and the amazing human God has called you to be, I encourage you to repeat this verse out loud as many times as it takes for you to believe it. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. And this again is Psalm 139, verse 14, but this is the New International Version. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I created a free morning meditation just for you. If you need some motivation to kickstart your morning and get into that flow state, priming you for a productive day, make sure to download it for yourself. I will have a link for you in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. Now, let's move on to the second part of the quote. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. I touched on this a little bit earlier, but as I read this, I'm reminded of an innocent child. Remember those days when nothing seemed to scare you and nothing was out of reach? We had so many dreams that we truly believed we could achieve. As I mentioned, I always dreamed of becoming a professional singer one day. And then, somewhere along the line, we were laughed at and told we weren't talented enough, weren't pretty enough, weren't athletic enough. And we started to believe those lies and lost who we really were. We started to become what everyone else wanted us to be instead of the person we knew we were. Sometimes I wonder who I would be if I wouldn't have listened to all of those voices. I think that is the whole point of this portion of the quote. We were born to make manifest the glory of God. As it says in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And also in 1 Peter 4, verses 10 and 11, it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. And when you need a reminder of the tremendous plans God has for you, repeat this verse from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Are you beginning to understand just how special you are, my beautiful friend? You were handpicked by the Father, and he has amazing plans for you if you are just willing to let him lead the way. And here is the final portion of the quote. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. When I hear this, I am given hope. Hope that by following what God has put on my heart and serving him, you too will be encouraged to do the same. So tell me, what is your special gift? I know you have many, and don't just think about it. Say it out loud and proud, like you truly mean it. Now, I want you to start sharing that beautiful gift with the world. Will you promise me that you will share it with at least one person this week? As it says so beautifully in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And friend, if and when you ever start to doubt your worth and whether or not to let your amazing light shine, please repeat this verse over and over again. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, verse 1. I just want to remind you how incredible you are. God loves you more than you can even imagine. Now, I encourage you to stop whatever you're doing for just a moment and listen to this verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. God loves you so very much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be born on earth and die on a cross. Why? We are all sinners, and the Bible says the consequence of sin is death, eternal separation from God. There is absolutely nothing we can do to make us good enough for heaven. But God made a way. Christ lived a perfect, blameless life and provided the perfect sacrifice for our sins. He died in our place. And it is only by God's grace, his undeserved mercy, that we can have eternal life with him in heaven. All we have to do is have faith to believe Christ died for us and ask him to forgive our sins. He has given us the ultimate gift. So why not thank him by using the magnificent gifts he has given us? Now I'm going to repeat the quote one last time by Marianne Williamson in just a moment. And when I do, I just encourage you to really dig deep and think about how you are going to begin letting your light shine in this dark world. We need your light more than ever right now. So please be bold in your faith and let that beautiful light shine. Let your inner child come out and play again. Don't be afraid of the negative voices. You are meant to shine. Your voice needs to be heard, and we will be welcoming you with open arms as we need your unique perspective and gifts and talents that only you can bring. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we so often forget the magnitude of your love for us and the fact that you created us so perfectly in your image. You've given each of us gifts and talents so that we can serve you and the world. Please remind us to let our light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give you the glory that you so deserve. And please remind us that we have nothing to fear because you are the stronghold in our lives. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing week. God bless. Hey friend, before you go, if today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to take a 30-day break from alcohol, I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you on that journey. Check out my new book, Broken to Beautiful. I'll have a link for you in the show notes.